Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
On a subject that is not talked about very much. When will it happen? It could happen pretty soon. It could happen after the rapture. I kind of know it's not going to happen during the tribulation. That's the horrible battle of Magog and Magog. God is bringing the Russians and all those nations around Israel to come and fight, to come and show what kind of weapons they have. And God will show them what kind of weapons he has. That's going to be fun to watch. His weapons, they come from on high, and they're pretty heavy. You know what they're made of? Ice. About 100 pounds of it at a shot coming through this ceiling wouldn't be a good feeling. There's another thing here. God never decrees anything. He always has one of his servants to decree a judgment. He doesn't decree it. He has somebody in the family of people to decree it, because that's our job. That's what he ordained us to do, and we need to be busy about that. So what the decree here? It happened thousands of years ago. Ezekiel 38 in verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I'm against thee, O God, Gog, thou chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses, horsemen, and all them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers, shields, all of them handling swords. I don't know what John saw as far as armor was concerned, or horses. Could have been a horse or some of them, but I'm sure he saw tanks and helicopters coming towards Israel. Remember, Israel is just a small sliver of what it's supposed to be, and it says, You will fall in the hills of Israel. You will fall in the hills. I personally believe before they even reach Israel, God is going to start hitting them. And Ezekiel 39, repeat again. Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, and the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Who are they? Russia. They're all worried about Russia fighting in the Ukraine. What I'm worried about a little bit, not worried, but kind of glad, that they took Crimea. What's Crimea? Anybody even knows about stuff like that? Crimea is a port where they can load up their soldiers and drive straight to where? Straight down to Israel. That's what Russia wants, Crimea, without any resistance. And he's got it already. And he's also got parts of Syria. He's got parts of the Mediterranean. What is he doing there? What's his business there? He's got one thing in mind, and that's to fight and to attack Israel. Will he make it? Well, I read the end of the story. He's in for a sad fight. They're gonna be killed, millions of them. And I will turn thee back and leave how many left? 1/6 of them. So you can figure out how many will be left. Not many to go home and report on the battle. 1/6 of them. And will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel, and I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrow to fall out of thy right hand. They will even be paralyzed. And when you start reading Daniel, the awful explanation he has of that fight, When you read Zechariah, it says they will drop to the ground before their tongue even melts out of their mouths. So God is going to use something supernatural that's going to be horrific. There's not going to be pulling back, because his fury will come up in his face and he will fight like a madman. When his fury comes up in his face, you know that God is not playing kindergarten anymore. It's time to get rid of those despots who've been trying to get rid of his people. And I have a slight feeling that's what you're going to see in America, and that's what you're going to see in Canada. God taking care of those despots who are trying to rule and reign here. This is God's property, not their property. God created it, not them. And God is going to keep his own, especially with his own children, on it. He's going to make sure it's his. And they're going to reap the benefit. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? We're going to reap the benefit of this world. And God is going to renew it. Hallelujah. And I will smite the bow out of thy left hand, and will cause thine arrow to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee. That's Iran, Iraq, that's going to be Ethiopia. You study that and you know which nations are going to go against God. It's going to be awful and it's going to be terrible. Listen to this. And all thy bands and the people that is with thee, and I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. Thy shalt fall upon the open of the field to be devoured. Thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. So it's coming. Maybe even before the rapture, we may see it on our 50-inch screens. Hallelujah. So get yourself a TV if you want to watch. I'll be watching it. It's going to be awesome. Them people just being destroyed left and right. Why? Because up till now, they've come against God. And God, I'm not going to use barn words, but God is going to be fiery red in the face. He's going to be mad. And he's going to be bloody by the time this is over. Now listen to this. And they that dwelt, it's not going to happen during the tribulation. Why? Because during the tribulation, Israel is going to run for its life. It's got 7 years. Now listen to this. And they that dwell in the cities of Israel shall go forth, and they shall set fire and burn the weapons. What kind of fire that will be, I don't know. Both the shields, the bucklers, the bows and arrows, the hand staff and the spears, and they shall burn them for how long? With fire for 7 years. That's going to be awesome. Interesting. And then look at this. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves. Like a grave. Anybody's been to a grave site? That's what Russia is going to have for a grave site. It's the future in Israel. At least he's in Israel. But hallelujah, he's going to be dead. But regardless where he is, he's not only in Israel, He's in the lake of fire. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto Gog a place there of graves in Israel, the valley of the passengers on the east of the sea. It shall stop the noses of the passengers. Those that walk by are going to hold their noses. Why? Anybody ever smelled a dead animal? They're going to hold their noses as they walk past, because it's going to be an awful smell of thousands and thousands of dead soldiers. This is what's waiting for them. They don't see it now, but they are playing right into the hands of God. So if you watch Russia, Crimea, all those nations getting ready, uniting together. If you watch it on the news, they're already united. They got one thing in mind, not what you hear on the news, to make a better country out of that place. No, to have one currency. No, they got one thing in mind, and that's to destroy Israel. Guess what? God is ahead of them. He knows exactly what they want. He knows exactly what they're going to try to do, and he's going to stop them cold in their tracks. Hailstones, 75 to 100 pounds, will hit them. Just like in the days of Joshua, it says that God killed more of those Nephilim than Joshua ever did. And this is exactly how it's going to happen in this horrifying battle. We're going to see it. We're going to watch it either from TV or from up there. But it's going to be a bloodbath. If you like action movies, well, you're going to have your fill of them by the time this is all over. And there shall they bury Gog and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hemon Gog. And 7 months shall the house of Israel be burying them, and that they may cleanse the land. They'll have special people to bury those people that are killed, and it'll take 7 months. So this is coming in the near future, maybe even sooner than the rapture. So if you're looking for action, look more to the east, because I believe that's where it's going to start. It's going to be horrific. It's going to be horrifying. But for us who knew, who've heard about it, we will know what it's all about. We will not have to wonder like the unbeliever, what's next? Is America next? Is Canada next? No, they're not. It's just them. But Canada and America have to come down where they will not be a superpower to help Israel. And this is about the timing of it, so you can see what's happening. Look for it. Be careful. It could happen any day. I'm watching Safati on radio, on WhatsApp or wherever he comes on. And the guy has been preaching closer and closer to the coming of Russia into the Middle East. Sometimes you hear horror stories of what's going on over there, but it's not being reported anywhere. Why? Because they don't want you to worry. They want you to worry on what's going on here. But the main thrust of the last days that'll start is Russia. We better start looking for it. Turkey is going to be involved. Iran is going to be involved. Ethiopia is going to be involved. Libya is going to be involved. All around, all those countries are going to try and hit at once. But God is faster than they are. He's going to put them down before they have a chance to even touch Israel. Hallelujah. So let the Lord open your heart to this. Listen to it. Read it. Read Daniel. Read Zechariah. Read Isaiah. Read the book of Revelation. Study it. And God will open your eyes, your heart, into what we are yet going to see. So the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Oh, to see the dawn of the darkest day.
The power. Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.